When DeLange moved from California to the small community of 273 2 years ago, she knew living near the entrance of Zion National Park would require some sacrifice. After all, 4.5 million tourists traveled there in 2017.
You live near a national park, you have to expect traffic. Yes, we do, and we deal with it every day, and that's fine. I wait in line at the store. I wait in line at the gas station.
When planning her trip to the grocers this week, she added a new item to her shopping list, poster board and markers.
And I went to the store and got a bunch of signs because I'm going to make a bunch of protest signs. Just, they got to know how passionate we are about this. I mean, this would change all of the people in Rockdale's lives that are on that route path, you know.
What is DeLange protesting? Well, she isn't exactly sure.
I've called many people to find out why. What is the purpose of it? You know, at first we heard it was happening. Oh, my goodness, this is happening. And I was like, no, there's no way this is happening. There's just so much gossip. It's hard to find the truth. So that's what I'm hoping for on Friday, is to find the truth.
What she does know is Washington County commissioners have applied for funding from the Utah Department of Transportation to pave Big Plains Road, a dirt road that serves as a shortcut between the Grand Canyon North Rim and Zion National Park, right in front of her home.
You know, and we have probably maybe 50 or 70 cars per day that comes by our house. People already camp in our front yard. They knock on our door and ask for directions. They stop and take pictures of my dog.
UDOT officials will hold a scenic route public information meeting Friday morning at 8:30 in the Springdale Hampton Inn conference room. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.